This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A state investigation into a fatal coronavirus outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers' Home in western Massachusetts is just beginning. But interviews with workers at the home indicate management held off on notifying those at the home of the potential risk and failed to quarantine patients who might have been infected. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has been reviewing records and speaking with employees. She joins us now. Miriam, let's start with the situation today at the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke. What's the latest?
So we learned today, about 3 hours ago, that three more residents have died since yesterday. That brings the total to 18 deaths since last Wednesday. And in 12 of those cases, the cause of death is COVID-19. The state says that two people who died tested negative for the virus. One is unknown, and three are pending the results of tests. Meanwhile, 23 living residents and 7 employees have tested positive. So from what the state said today, testing is still underway with staff. So I would imagine that we'll have a much fuller picture of the spread in the next couple of days.
And in the meantime, what kind of precautions are in place for residents and for staff?
So the state says that they're in the process of, quote, isolating and quarantining people. But when I spoke to an employee earlier this morning, he said that some residents in the infected unit were still sleeping 3 or 4 to a room, and that there are 8 or 9 beds in the dining room and people were still sleeping there. So we'll see. You know, I want to be clear that when I spoke to him, it was about 8 hours ago and things are moving quickly. But as of this morning, things did not seem to be isolated and quarantined.
And those people who were in the dining room and 4 to a single room, you say, are people who had tested positive?
Unclear. No, I believe it's people who had... According to the state, all the residents have been tested. They do not have the results yet of the test, though.
So you've spoken to some employees who are pretty upset. What did they say they have seen happening at the home?
Yes. So I talked to 3 people there. 2 of them, you know, wanted to remain anonymous because they're afraid to lose their jobs. But one employee, Joseph Ramirez, was willing to go on the record. I also talked with 2 union reps who say they collectively have spoken to dozens of other employees. So this is, you know, what I'm about to tell you is coming from voices of a lot of people.
And,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you exactly what they told you.
Yeah. So everyone is really upset about what is going on. And I know we're going to get into a few more details about that soon. But, you know, someone I talked to today said they've just been having nightmares. They're so torn up about what they've seen and the lack of response from management to handle this properly.
What do we know about the first resident there who got sick?
So I've heard from multiple people that he was an older resident in the memory care unit. One of the staff said he seemed to have symptoms of coronavirus sometime during the mid-March, but that he wasn't isolated even after they tested him and were waiting for the results of the test. I have some tape of my conversation with employee Joseph Ramirez that addresses this. I think we can listen to that.
When they finally decided to test him, you know, I guess the waiting period is 5 days. Nothing was done in the interim. Staff was not told, you know, you should wear a mask or, you know, be careful where you're doing care around him. It was still basic, you know, just make sure you wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
And, you know, Ramirez told me that even when the test came back positive, they moved the man's roommates, but they didn't isolate him on a different floor, and staff were still coming and going between his room and the rest of the floor. So multiple employees I spoke to were just appalled by this, you know, and someone called this the beginning of what made the whole situation kind of snowball out of control.
And employees are concerned, I know, about protective clothing and asked union leadership for help. Tell us about that.
So I've been told by employees and union reps that staff at the center have had concerns about the amount of protective gear they've been issued or allowed to wear for weeks now. We have some tape of Brenda Rodriguez of the union.
We were just asking, you know, what were the protocols? What were going to be the hours of operation? How was the contact with the public going to be handled? What were the guidelines? How were they going to be cleaning and taking care of the patients? And we didn't get any response whatsoever.
So another thing I want to mention, I saw a copy of a letter that one employee received after he wore a protective gown when dealing with sick residents about a week and a half ago. In the letter, he's reprimanded for being disruptive and alarming other staff and for using protective equipment that might be needed in the future. I should say that the state maintains that staff in the facility had the proper protective equipment and were using it. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly what happened and who had what gear when.
And that letter, who was that written by?
That came from someone at the home. I can't say who because I think that will give that away.
The superintendent of the soldiers' home has been placed on paid leave. His name is Bennett Walsh. He's released his only public statement. He did so yesterday. What did he say?
So in addition to saying that he is, you know, quote, filled with grief and sorrow for all the veterans who have died, he actually said he was glad that Governor Baker hired an independent investigator to look into what happened. He said that at no time did he or anyone on his staff hide, conceal, or mislead anything regarding to the spread of the virus, and it would be outrageous for anyone to even think of doing such a thing. He claims that his staff provided regular updates to state officials about sick patients and testing, and says he looks forward to the crisis ending in the days ahead. So what he said in his statement does appear to contradict what the governor and what Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse are reporting. So what I can tell you is that we're going to continue to follow the situation, and we will keep you updated.
And as you said, a state investigation is underway. WBUR's Miriam Wasser, thank you.
Thank you.
Read more about what Miriam Wasser has found, about what happened at the Holyoke Soldiers' Home. It's at WBUR.org.